Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone, everywhere, to do the same things, the same way that Jesus did. We'll drive the devil nuts. Can you imagine getting above all of the demonic chatter and the demonic wisdom and getting downloads from heaven? This is supposed to be normal. This is our inheritance. And I recently met Katie Sousa, and she began teaching on ascending and descending and how to get above that demonic chatter and get downloads from heaven and know exactly what God is doing and then implement it. Tell me a story about you going into open heavens. And by the way, Katie, the thing that I love about your stories is in your teaching, and we're making 5 CDs available on this subject, in your teaching, you have your experiences. Then you back it up with scripture. And then you tell people how they can move in the exact same realm. In fact, that's your heart. You want everyone to be able to do what you're doing.
That's my biggest thing that I want, is to be able to communicate stuff so that when I explain an experience, that people see it in scripture and they know exactly how to do it themselves. It's real important for me to teach people the mechanics, so to speak, of how to move into these supernatural tools.
Well, in this day and age we're living in, with so much unemployment, people losing their homes, banks collapsing, tell me about a financial miracle in your life.
Okay, well, I want to tell you about a tool so that people can use the tool too. God began to teach me about the glory being a tool to create financial provisions. Because in the glory, there's creative power. Because the glory is all that God is, and God is a creator. And the scriptures say that the glory fills the sanctuary of heaven. But we need that creative power down here. So God began to show me how to get the glory to come from heaven to earth through an open heaven, because it says in the scriptures that there are gates and doors and windows that when opened give us access to heaven. I mean, it said that when Jacob saw the ladder, that he said, surely this is the house of God, the gateway to heaven. When John ascended up into heaven, he said, oh, look, a door open to heaven. God says, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. So when we learn how to open up these doors and these gates, then the things in heaven, including the glory, which has creative power to create things, comes down to earth.
Give me your description and definition of the glory.
I think the glory is the presence of God. It's all he is. And because everything is in God, that means that everything is in the glory, including all the provisions that we need. I mean, the scripture does say in Philippians 4:19 that God will liberally supply and fill to the full our every need according to his riches in glory. There's riches in the glory and everything else that we need too.
Okay, so give me an example.
Okay, so here we are, and we had a problem. We had a $21,000 debt, and we needed to solve that problem, and this was a debt for the ministry. So everybody in the ministry went on a 21-day fast. And during that time, I got a download about how Jesus actually caused the fish and the bread to multiply. God showed me the mechanics on how to do it through Scripture. I started by reading Psalms 100, which says that we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So right there, the Lord said, yes, you can use your thanksgiving to open the gates that lead to heaven. So then you can then use your praise to get into the court where the glory is. And then you can even cause the glory to come down here to earth so you can have creative power to create the finances, the $21,000 that you need. So I said, well, show me where Jesus did that, Lord. And he took me to Luke 9 in the Amplified. And I saw it. It was right there, Sid, the mechanics of how Jesus multiplied the bread and the fish. It says that Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes and, quote, looking up to heaven, praised God and gave thanks. What's he doing? Jesus knows in order to multiply the little provision he had, he needs the creative power of the glory cloud, which means he needs to open the heaven. That's why the scripture says that first he, quote, looked up to heaven. Then it says that he, praising God, gave thanks. What's he doing? He's doing Psalm 100, entering into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. He's opening the heavens with his praise and thanksgiving so he can get the glory cloud to fall. Then the next thing that happens is it says that he spoke a blessing over the bread. So when he opened the heaven, the glory came. Then Jesus spoke into the presence of that glory. That's what God did when he created the world. It says that the world was empty and void, and the spirit of the glory of God was hovering over the waters, and God spoke. He said, let there be light, into that glory, and there was light. So that's what Jesus did. He opened the heavens with his praise and thanksgiving. The glory cloud comes, and he speaks a blessing. He speaks into the cloud and speaks that blessing over the bread and the fish to multiply it, and it did. And so I just did the same thing. When I saw that, I said, that's how he did it. That's how he created the bread. I'm going to do the same.
Now, you and your staff were on a 21-day fast, and this was a fast where you ate one meal a day, I believe.
Let's see. I think it was, yes. No, it was either a vegetable fast or one meal.
Okay, because when people hear fast, they think of the absolute, but there are many different types of fast.
Oh,
okay, go ahead.
Okay. So there we are, and we're on the staff, and God gives me the download about how Jesus did it. And I thought, well, you know what? All I have to do is the same thing, and I can multiply the little bread I have and cause my debt to be completely finished. So we had $3,000. That's all we had. And we had 2 major credit cards with $21,000 in debt on those credit cards. And so I went into a position of worship, and I did Psalms 100 like Jesus did. I used my thanksgiving to open the gate, and then my praise to enter into the court, because the scripture says God inhabits his glory, inhabits the presence of our praises. And so I just pressed in, and I pressed in and pressed in till I felt the glory come. I didn't see it. I didn't hear it, but I tangibly felt it. I felt a shift in the atmosphere. I felt heavy, like the Kabod glory landing on my shoulders. I felt a tingling burning on my face, almost like a sunburn from the presence of the glory. And when that arrived, I knew the glory cloud was there, and I had the power to create. So I did what God did when he created the universe. I spoke into the cloud. I did what Jesus did when he multiplied the fish and the bread. He spoke a blessing over them into the presence of the cloud. And I commanded the $3,000 we had to multiply. Then I broke it like Jesus broke the bread. I put it on our 2 credit card debts. And the day after our 21-day fast ended, we received a check for $21,000.
Now, if you had not understood these tools and you had prayed the way normal Christians pray, God would eventually answer. But it could have taken years.
Exactly. That's why it's so important for us to understand these supernatural tools. When we see Jesus doing it, we can do it too. And it will accelerate things, cause them to happen so much faster. And now, because I understand that tool, I can use it. Anytime I need finances, and we've had miracles, $100,000 miracle, $32,000 miracle, $80,000 miracle. We've had a lot of financial miracles. Because now I have a tool.
Now, Katie, it's easy for you. It's easy for the people we see on television. But is it easy for people that hear your teaching and do what you're teaching?
You know what? In every teaching that I give, I go out of my way to give step-by-step instructions to help people. I'm not trying to say it's all about a formula, because it's about a relationship. But I do believe that there are certain steps you can take. And I make sure in every teaching, including this one, that I lay out steps. If you do this, then do that. And they're easy to understand. They're all backed by proof in the scriptures. And so, yes, anyone can do this. Anyone. All they have to do is listen to the scriptures and believe, and then take those steps and walk out those steps, and they will see success. That's how I did it.
What kind of feedback are you getting from those that sit under your teaching?
Oh, yeah. Everyone that sits under the stuff we're releasing is, if they walk into it, if they actually practice these things, they get results every time.
Do you have one quick testimony?
Yeah, I do, actually. My executive director has had a string of medical bills that have been haunting her. And she has been moving in this, where she learned how to open the heavens, cause the glory through her thanksgiving and praise, cause the glory to fall, and then when she felt the tangible presence of the glory, began to speak into the glory and command her debt to be broken. And I think that she just, I think it was $40,000. She just received a letter from one of the hospitals that she owed money that were trying to collect from her. They were trying to make her go through all these different steps to reduce the debt just a little bit, and they ended up calling her and saying, you know what, we're forgiving you the whole entire $40,000. Just forget it.
That is amazing. But it's also what you would expect if Jesus was praying, and all that you're teaching us is the way he did it.
Exactly. We do it the way Jesus did it. We're going to have success. We're going to see supernatural provision coming into our house, our ministry, our businesses, in every part of our life.
I want you to listen to these five anointed CDs. You will learn step by step how to enter the glory and how to bring what is your inheritance back to earth. We're making all five CDs that'll teach you how to ascend into the supernatural, how to bank in the glory, available for a donation of $25. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.